Now it's time for the Flight by Yingling post-game show. It's brought to you by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
It's brought to you in part by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com has the best selection of Chiefs tickets and parking passes for each home game this season. Tickets for Less, proud partner of the Chiefs Radio Network.
Tune in Mondays starting at 6 for the Chiefs Kingdom Show with Mitch Holtis. And don't miss Players Only with Dan and Hughes every Thursday at 6. All right here on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Here is Joshua Briscoe.
I'm not sure if it's possible to play a perfect game of football. There are just too many players and too many moving parts for you to ever have a game that's truly flawless. But it's also really, really hard to do a whole lot better than 31-0, leaving your fourth quarter to look more like a preseason game than it did through the first three quarters. That's the margin of victory for the Kansas City Chiefs as we go back out to GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. For the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis to join us here on the Chiefs Radio Network postgame show. Mitch, there are a bunch of places we can go, from the return of Rashee Rice to how this offensive line held together to the defense pitching a shutout, the first in the Andy Reid and of course, Steve Spagnuolo era in Kansas City. That seems remarkable to me. What stands out to you in a game full of highlights?
In the regular season. So, right. Bernie Haney here, in the last shutout the Chiefs pitched was in that glorious AFC wildcard win over Houston, 30-0. And I say glorious because I waited 21 years for a playoff win. So, yes, but I don't know where we start. Offensively, I'm counting here that 13 different guys touched the ball. That includes the two quarterbacks that played. The only guys who were eligible to touch the football offensively and did not, Nico Remigio, who did on punt returns, Robert Tonyan, and Jalen Royals. That's it. It is ridiculous. Otherwise, when you look at the receiving totals, Rice had 7, 5 for Smith, 3 for Kelsey, 3 for Worthy, 3 for Smith-Schuster, 2 for Hollywood Brown, including a touchdown. Thornton had a 39-yarder. Noah Gray had a 28-yarder. I mean, we saw it, I said that at the beginning, launch codes, area codes, zip codes, authentication codes, security codes. This was a launch code and a message given to the rest of the league that this Kansas City Chiefs team has weapons everywhere.
I know that any time you want to move the goalposts on this team, you can talk about, well, the Ravens injuries or the Lions injuries or what the Raiders did or didn't have. The NFL, Mitch, has been so crazy this year. Obviously, the Chiefs have been on the wrong side of it. That Jags game looks crazy in retrospect because of what happened to Jacksonville this morning. But when you put together a team effort in all three phases this way, I don't have any room for any asterisks on a 31-0 beatdown.
No, and what we take for granted in the offense is their possessions. They started... I mean, a 92-yard drive for a touchdown, an 84-yard drive for a touchdown, and then to come back with a 94-yard drive for a touchdown, and then, oh, yeah, a 65-yarder. But that's to get 21 points in your first three possessions and to do it all on monster drives is a big deal. I mean, Mahomes was almost pristine. When you look at what he did at 26 of 35, 286, 3 touchdowns, his QB rating at 126.6, but he ran the ball again 4 times for 28 yards. But the defense pitches a shutout. And Joshua not only pitched a shutout, they held the Raiders to 3 first downs. 3. The deepest penetration the Raiders had was on their first drive to the 46, and that was after a holding penalty pushed them back. Other than that, it was a complete whitewashing of this Raider offense. And I know they did not have Brock Bowers. They did not have Jacoby Myers. Granted, got it. But to shut out a team and give them 3 first downs in a game is borderline ridiculous in this day and age of the National Football League.
You mentioned the O-line on the broadcast. I think it was on the Pacheco touchdown there, moving bodies. You talk about Mahomes looking pristine and looking so comfortable behind this line. Not only did we see a good effort from 4 typical backups at the end of the game, Kingsley was the only starter among those final 5 out there at the end, but you have another game of Jalen Moore stepping in and looking really nice at left tackle. You have Caliendo step in when Trey Smith exits the game. We'll hope to hear good news from him at some point before too long here, but another instance, I think, of the depth of this this team. The wide receivers, the pass catchers, have already been tested this year. Today's another win for that O-line depth.
I thought this was a bigger test for Jalen Moore than last week, and here's why. Last week, he finds out Sunday he's going to have to do it, and you go off adrenaline, kind of, you know, fear of failure, and it carries you through a game. But this week, it was the Raiders know he's going to play. It's Max Crosby, Malcolm Kuntz know he's going to play. The Chiefs completely made Max Crosby a non-factor in this game, and then he got injured, and they didn't bring him back in. But when he was up and running, he wasn't a factor. The Chiefs just took him out. And same way with Kuntz, who wrecked the Christmas Day game here 2 years ago with three sacks and a forced fumble. He wasn't heard from today. The offensive line has been brilliant, and really now, ever since the halftime of the New York Giant game. And then the red zone, and that's due to the offensive line. I mean, the red zone is going to get skewed because of the kneel down, basically, or going for it on fourth down at the five, where the Chiefs have no intent of scoring. But other than that, the Chiefs are scoring every time in the red zone with a touchdown for the most part. I think 17 out of 22 before the end of the game. And that's a testimony to the offensive line, that and all the weapons the Chiefs have.
Mitch, it was kind of fun doing this at noon. Not going to have a chance to do that tomorrow. I'll talk to you next on Monday night. We'll go back to prime time and have a fun cross-conference matchup between the Chiefs and Commanders. Appreciate it.
You got it. What, it's 2:53 Central Time? This is about the time. This is like, what? Like, what do I do now the rest of the night?
I feel like I'm usually getting to the station at about this time. Now I've got a whole Sunday ahead of me. That's Mitch Holthus, the voice of the Chiefs. Maybe you'll find him out about the town tonight. I don't know. Stretch those legs, or Mitch, get some rest. We'll do this again in primetime next week, but here's my stat of the game for today, brought to you by Graybar, your distributor for electrical, data communication, and industrial products. You heard Mitch break down all of the drives there for the offense. You have four long touchdown drives, and then the field goal they settled for before the offensive starters got pulled. Five drives for that unit. 31 points, four touchdowns and a field goal. That's 6.2 points per drive. That, as they say, will play. Let's go out to the field at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium as Josh Klingler catches up with Trent McDuffie.
I don't know. We don't have too many of those games where you don't have to be on the field a lot. You don't get too many of these type of things. I think the first team defense gave up two first downs today. How well did you guys play defensively?
I mean, we just came out with an attitude. That's really what it was. We knew it was going to be a game where they were going to come in here, you know, Raider week, and I think I just executed, you know, played four quarters, and we really just rallied around each other. I mean, the offense did a hell of a job at keeping the ball, doing their thing. She was back, so they had juice, but, man, this is just one of them games where everybody was just clicking, so got to love it.
I know you want to keep stacking things. How do you think this was defensively in terms of stacking another performance?
I mean, this is what we got to keep doing, you know what I mean? Each week, we're just keep getting better and better, and this is one of the games where things click, and only thing we can do is learn from it, grow from it, and keep moving forward.
Rest is about just as important as anything. You get a little off your legs in the fourth quarter. How big is that going to be?
Man, I always love it. You know, when the first team on the sideline being able to watch these other boys go out here, it's a great feeling. So just shout out to the whole team.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that too. Watching you and a bunch of other guys, you're the first ones near the sideline watching the guys out there play. What does it mean to watch your teammates get plays late in the game like this?
I mean, we love it. They show up to work just like we do. You know what I mean? And they support us when we are on the field. So any chance they get to come out here and make a name for themselves, man, we're so excited just to see what they got to do.
Trent McDuffie, congrats on the win.
Thank you.
All right, Joshua, back to the studio.
Thank you, Josh, right there with Trent McDuffie, one of the captains of this defense, pitching a shutout today. Today's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling, just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll look around a busy early slate in the league. Plus, continue to hear from the Chiefs next here on the Chiefs Radio Network. Let's take a look around the NFL before we continue talking about the Chiefs' blowout victory here today. This is brought to you by Crown Royal. Take a water break and moderate your drinking. Stay hydrated. Stay royal. Crown Royal Canadian Whiskey. The early game in London today was not a terribly fun or terribly close one. It's also a very strange one, remembering what the Jacksonville Jaguars did at home against the Kansas City Chiefs. But it's been all Rams this morning. They end up going with a blowout win over the Jags, and they did it with a little bit of extra flair.
First and goal at the one. Stafford throwing to the right side again, looking for Adams. Jump ball! He's got another one! Devontae Adams with his third touchdown of the game!
That's J.P. Shadrick and Torrey Holt on the call of Westwood One. Three touchdowns for Davante Adams today in the 35-7 victory. The other noon game that's gone final was in Tennessee. The Titans started out keeping it close against the New England Patriots, but that did not last for long.
May takes the snap, chest high. He drops back with time. He loads up. He does a long ball. Open man booty. And he reaches out and he snaps it. He tumbles into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
That's Bob Soucy and Scott Zolak on the call. The Patriots win 31-13 over the Tennessee Titans. Other games are getting closer to the wire now, but most of them look like they should be pretty well settled. In fact, one more did just go final. Meanwhile, the Panthers are up on the Jets. The Jets have the football, but are down 13-6 at home against Carolina. Tyrod Taylor came into that game to take over for Justin Fields. The Browns up big over a disastrous Miami Dolphins performance.
Tua from the pistol, throws to the outside, blasted, picked off, Campbell down the sideline, he's at the 10, the 5, touchdown! Are they going to call it a score? It's a touchdown!
Terrible day for Tua. That's Andrew Siciliano and Nathan Zagura of the Cleveland Browns Radio Network on the call. Browns up 31-6 with just a little bit of time remaining there. Another game that got a little bit close, but it looks like the Eagles have the ball right now, although it is certainly not over with a little less than 2 minutes remaining. The Eagles are up 28-22 in Minnesota against the Vikings. Here's how they got there.
Ertz fakes. He's back. He's looking. He is going deep. He wants Devontae Smith. He has it. 20, 15, 10. Devontae Smith beat Rodgers.
Merrill Reese and Mike Quick of Sports Radio 94 WIP on the call there. The other noon game that went final, the Chicago Bears held on for the win against the New Orleans Saints 26-14. Caleb Williams and company add another one to the win column for Chicago. That's everything that's going on right now. We were a little ways away still, just a few moments before the AFC West gets going as the Broncos will host the Giants and the Chargers will host the Colts. We'll take a timeout though. When we come back, we'll hear from Dan and Hughes with Chiefs head coach Andy Reid right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Mitch Holtis joins Fesco and Dusty every Friday at 7:30, 96.5, The Fan.
Feels good to get a blowout victory. Feels good to get a shutout. Feels good to watch a fourth quarter captained by Gardner Minshew. Those are all things that happened for the Kansas City Chiefs in their early win today, 31-0, the final score over the Las Vegas Raiders. Today's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling, just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. We'll hear from Andy Reid in a little bit with Dan and Hughes, but first let's hear from a man who rejoined the team today in a pretty major way, a very nice way for Rashee Rice to make his reintroduction into the Kansas City Chiefs offense. It's been more than a year since he'd played a meaningful football game, and today he had 7 receptions for 42 yards and 2 touchdowns. Welcome back, Rashee Rice. Here's number 4 talking with Dan and Hughes after the game.
All right, thanks. We're here with Rashee Rice. Welcome back. How good does it feel to get back on the field?
It feels great to be back. Yeah, it feels great just to be around my brothers again, being able to be out here and compete and go against somebody, you know, in a different uniform.
And 7 catches on 10 targets. They didn't waste any time getting you involved in the offense. How key was that in this big win today?
I think it played a big part just because it kind of took focus off of other players, allowing other players to get the ball and making sure everybody ate. Everybody got the ball today.
How tough is that? I mean, as a former wide receiver here, you know, we had talent, but to the extent of this talent that you guys have and that ability of Matt Nagy and Andy Reid to be able to get everybody eating on the field, I mean, how huge is that?
It's huge. It's not necessarily tough for us. Everything over here for us is a brotherhood, so we plan for each other. As long as one of us or a couple of us is doing a good job, we know everybody is doing their job in practice, and it's just transferring to the game.
And now you guys, for the first time this season, are above 500 at 4-3. This 3-game road stand, Monday Night Football, still often in the distance, but to be able to control what you can control at home on this field, how huge is that?
It's huge. Like I said, it's all about our energy. It's all about how we attack the week, the process of preparing for the games and what's to come on Sunday, Monday, whatever day we have to play. We just make sure that we're preparing throughout the week to be successful when it comes game time.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's Danny Hughes with Rashee Rice just moments after the game. Again, a major return for him. But you heard it mentioned there in that conversation, and it's something that Rashee brought up. His involvement in the offense, his ability, the threat of Rashee Rice makes all of life easier for everyone else offensively. Again, like the final box score stats are going to be skewed by the fact that they were not trying to score in the fourth quarter, just factually speaking. I hand it off to Breshad Smith and let the backup O-line get some push in, but that was not the Chiefs' offense. That was a preseason version of Gardner Minshew's version of the Chiefs' offense. But when you have Rashee Rice out there, as you heard Danan say, with 10 targets, the intermediate and Travis Kelce's game can open up, and you saw Travis Kelce end up with a long downfield gain today, something that he's actually done a few times as of late. But you have his role opening up. You have less attention going to Tyquan Thornton, who got a long chunk gain a little bit later in the game. Juju Smith-Schuster, still involved. Xavier Worthy, obviously still involved, even though his counting stats for this game, not terribly interesting. That's fine. Hollywood Brown, 2 for 14, is not something to write home about. One touchdown, I think every receiver will want that stat line any given week. And that's just going to be how it goes for this group, as you just heard Rashee Rice mention. It is going to be a matter of everybody doing their job every week, and I think the star of that room will rotate a little bit, with the exception of, I believe, Rashee Rice just being the sun at the center of this particular universe. The Chiefs' offense has looked really good since Xavier Worthy returned. It looked really, really good today, and that is plenty to be hopeful for. Even the running game had a couple of very nice plays today. Some good stuff from Isaiah Pacheco, as you'll hear in our offensive play of the game brought to you by Helzberg, your hometown jeweler serving Chiefs Kingdom since 1915.
12th play of the drive, quick snap, Pacheco left side, bashes over chin and into the end zone, touchdown, Kansas City, Isaiah Pacheco on a 7-yard run. 4 drives, 4 touchdowns, Pacheco gets this one.
It was a masterpiece from the Chiefs offense. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll hear from Andy Reid, some Chiefs players, and continue to highlight what went right in the Chiefs' 31-0 victory over the Las Vegas Raiders right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Danan Hughes joins Cody and Gold Thursdays at 11 right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Rolling along here in the Chiefs Radio Network postgame show. I'm Joshua Briscoe. Chiefs win 31-0 over the Las Vegas Raiders. Expecting to hear from Patrick Mahomes live from GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium here in a little bit. But first, let's go to one of the guys who protected him in the trenches. Mike Caliendo, we remember him from the late season push when Joe Tooney moved out to left tackle last year. Caliendo is a very, very capable backup. He's done a lot of sixth offensive lineman stuff for the Chiefs, even to just begin this season. But today, Trey Smith left with an injury. We'll hopefully hear a little more about that in a bit. But Trey Smith went out. Mike Caliendo stepped in, played very well by my eyes, and Josh Klingler caught up with Mike Caliendo after the game.
All right, I'm here with Always Be Ready Mike Caliendo, right? You never know.
Yes, sir. You never know. Yeah, stay prepared as much as you can.
Yeah. Yeah. How fun was that today? Looked like everybody kind of, I mean, you got a lot of people touches, got a lot of people reps.
Right.
At the end of the game, getting a lot of extra guys in, that's an amazing feeling, I gotta believe.
Absolutely, yeah. It felt really good. I think that was important to continue growing as a team. I mean, getting those critical reps for the guys that's too deep and just getting that experience in there prepares us for as the season goes on. For sure.
Going back to you being ready, I know that that's your mindset, right? Next right. play, whatever, but when that's clicked, is it just automatic for you now? I got to get up, grab my helmet and go?
Yeah, it's definitely a little different this year than it was last year, not having that experience. Now I have that experience, and it's definitely much easier to just step in and not necessarily step up, just be ready to go and try to play up to Trey's standard today as much as I could. And yeah, we got the win. That's what matters.
Looks like the offense took another kind of gear today. Got, I think, double-digit people touching the ball offensively. Looked like you had, you know, short yardage was kind of going. Did you feel like that this offense really took a step?
Yeah, I think it's just mindset. I think the way we've been preparing during the week has been setting us up to have great games on Sundays and hopefully on Monday next week as well. So just keep it going.
All right, you're already on to that next one. You yeah. know when the next game is. You might be ahead of me. I'm like, when is the next game?
I know we
game?
Got an extra day off, so.
Yeah. Players know that stuff.
Yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, exactly.
What was the impact of having Rashee Rice back today?
Yeah, it was fun. He definitely brings the juice, and he's just a playmaker. It's fun to block for him, for sure.
Mike Caliendo, thanks for the time.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Joshua, back to you.
Appreciate it, Josh, there with Mike Caliendo. Our interviews today are brought to you by the Kansas Lottery. Play e-instant and jackpot games for a chance to win real cash prizes. Download the Kansas Lottery Play On app and let's play. Really a good effort from him and a good effort from the entire offensive line, even with as many moving parts as it had. Really quite a few moving parts, especially when you view it through the lens of the rookies. Let's do that now. Our rookie report brought to you by Main Street Credit Union. Even if you're a rookie when it comes to finances, Main Street Credit Union will get you in the game. Go to mainstreetcu.org. Unfortunately, a decent amount of the rookie news today is unavailability related. Josh Simmons misses his second consecutive game. He's out with a personal issue of some sort, and Jalen Moore steps in, plays very well. The next rookie on the draft sheet is, of course, Omar Norman Lott. We talked about him during the pregame show, along with Ashton Gelati. I feel like there's a lot of room for both of them to get involved in this defensive line rotation. Now, the future is uncertain for Omar Norman Lott. He's dealt with several injuries throughout his very young Chiefs and NFL tenure, for that matter, to this point. Did not look great. Looked like it could be a knee area issue for Norman Lott. We'll hope to hear an update from Andy Reid. Even then, I assume we won't get anything terribly definitive until later on next week. We'll have our official injury report a little bit later on. Ashton Gelati did see the field quite a bit, saw him flying around quite often. Noel Williams, you saw out there, especially later in the game and on special teams. We'll be interested to see what his final snap count will be. We talked about Jalen Royals briefly with Mitch Holthus earlier on. He's the only active wide receiver to not touch the ball today. Nico Remigio didn't on offense, but obviously did on special teams. And for Royals, just patience will do, I think, at this point, as you hope he finds his role either later this year, early next year, whenever the team needs him. There's so much depth at wide receiver right now. And then Jeffrey Bassa getting involved late in the game in that fourth quarter as the backup linebackers were rotating in. Interested to see him there as well. The real highlight, though, is in fact Breshard Smith. These carry numbers were very, very inflated by him being out there with the backups in the fourth quarter. But rookie running back Breshard Smith, the 228th overall pick out of SMU in this year's draft, Breshard Smith ends up getting 14 carries for 39 yards, a little less than 3 yards per carry behind a largely backup offline. But through the air, this was not any sort of late game flukiness. Breshard Smith catches 5 passes for 42 yards, averaging almost 8.5 yards per reception there, a 17-yard long, and caught all 5 of his targets. I don't think this is just Raiders dependent. Again, the rushing numbers are allowing for the space of knowing that you're out there as the probably third running back on the depth chart, at least when it comes to pure handoffs, which with Pacheco and Kareem Hunt still ahead of them. But a really promising day for Breshard Smith as his role continues to grow as a rookie in this offense. Not that the Chiefs are lacking weapons, but you want to find more and more ways that you can pick on the matchups and do that in ways that constantly gives Patrick Mahomes somewhere relatively easy to go as often as possible. Patrick Mahomes can do superhero stuff 24/7. We've seen him do it in an unbelievable way for this team. But it's also nice to just have the easy buttons of a, hey, here's Breshard Smith, an incredibly fast, explosive football player. Let me go ahead and give the ball to young number 24 and then let him make something happen. Now, of course, Rashee Rice is the centerpiece of that exact phenomenon. Having him back had to be a delightful thing for Mahomes, even as the O-line's been playing well in recent weeks, even as the rest of the pass catchers have stepped up in recent weeks. Today, above all else, was about the return of Rashee Rice, his first regular season game with the team in more than a year. Obviously, the collision with Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes has to be very happy to have number 4 back. Let's hear from the man himself. Here's Patrick Mahomes live from the podium at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium.
Obviously, we were in that situation where it had to be in the end zone and got a matchup with Rashee and one-on-one.
Okay, we will hopefully get back to Patrick Mahomes here. We heard a few syllables, and then radio happened. Now, it's a thing that tends to happen. There's a lot of electrical things going on behind the scenes that I just don't think most people think about. So we will attempt to bring Mahomes back into the postgame show here. And here, I want to know what he thinks about having this offense humming the way that he does. It really has been pretty remarkable with the combination of all these moving parts. I know 3-3 wasn't very exciting. I know 0-2 felt terrible. But now the Chiefs are 4-3. And they're right back there in the mix in the AFC West. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a timeout on our end. We'll come back and continue to bring you more from the Kansas City Chiefs after their 31-0 victory of the Las Vegas Raiders. More post-game breakdown next here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Patrick Mahomes joins CDOT Tuesdays at 3:10 right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Now it's time to head to the podium and listen to Andy Reid's press conference. It's brought to you by GEHA. GEHA offers medical and dental benefits designed exclusively for federal employees and retirees, military retirees and their families. Over 2 million of them every day. GEHA, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
As far as the injuries go, really, Norman Lott is Omar, is really the only one. He hurt his knee, and then we'll get an MRI and see how he is tomorrow, exactly what it is. Other than that, the guys did a nice job there as far as that goes. Great win. Appreciate our fans. They're unbelievable. How loud they are, how disruptive they are for an opposing team, and we appreciate that. There's all kinds of good stats to go over. I'm not sure I can cover them all, but for the media, you can do your homework and get them. But there's a lot of people that played really well, and I'm proud of them for that. We're coming off an emotional win against the Lions, and then coming into this thing and playing with the energy that we played with. I thought the coordinators had great plans. Like I said, all three phases contributed. So between Spags and Nags, they both did a great job with their game plans. The guys bought into them. And then Dave, obviously, Bucker's back now. He's got a couple field goals under his belt and killing that ball right now. So it's a good thing. And Ariza had a nice day punting. So all in all, it was just a good day. My heart goes out to Pete. Pete and I have been doing this a long time. So, you see him, and he gets that the team with the injuries, man, just that's crushing for him, especially when 98 goes out of the game. I mean, that's a tough thing for a guy to go through. And I know it's the Raiders, and I know we like to get after the Raiders, but you hate seeing that happen to his players there. He had a couple different injuries that took place there. So, tough deal. But he's a good football coach. Time's yours.
Andy, what's the rush shape in the first game?
Yeah, I thought, listen, it was great to have him back. I think you saw, got my voice. I think you saw him, the trust that Pat has in him, and which is so important for, so important for the Pat and the guys. It was great. I thought the whole the receiving crew did a nice job, but it was great to have him back in there, and the energy he brings, I just think, is tremendous. So, yeah.
That fact touchdown he has, his second touchdown, is that the way that's designed? Is that the first option on that play?
It was today.
Andy, I know you're only as good as your next game, but how meaningful is it to have both sides of the ball kind of percolating the way they did today? Maybe first time in a while they've both been seemingly at that.
Yeah. It was great. I mean, anytime you can have a win like that, fourth quarter like that, where you can run the ball every snap and at this level it's a good thing. I appreciate the energy the most. Just the guys, their whole frame of mind was solid. Now we got a good team coming in again this week, so we got to make sure that we're solid there.
How much do you feel each side sort of feeding off the other? I mean, I know you see it as a complimentary game all the time, but does a team like this have that sort of effect back and forth?
Yeah, I tell you, the answer to that.
When it comes to the offense with Rasheed throughout the game planning process leading up to this game, could you just tell how things were just going to open up and how it felt today, how it opened up for everybody?
Yeah, he did. I mean, he did a great job. I was a little cautious with him on how many plays and all that, but I thought he came out and functioned at a high level for being gone for all this time. I mean, it's crazy that he can come back and do what he did. So, and do it at the level that he did it at. But we'll gradually build him. We'll build him up. We'll get his reps up here a little bit, and as we go, you gotta be careful with that when somebody's been off for a while. So, but listen, I thought all of them together did some really good things, you know. And then at the end, Xavier had another round that he did very well with. And, you know, so there's a lot of things happening there that are positive.
How critical was it defensively to shut the run down early, and just how impressed were you by
it? Yeah, that running back's a good player. I mean, he's I was really impressed with him. For our guys to do what they did, I thought was tremendous. Yeah. It always starts up front with the big guys, and they take care of their job on both sides of the ball, and normally good things happen.
Coach, you Trey Smith did not come back in the second half. They sit back and then press box to us. Can you just tell us how he's doing, and then maybe how Mike did filling in for him?
Yeah, I didn't mention Trey. Trey's back did lock up on him, so we've got to just see. Hopefully it's nothing, but you're right. Yeah. We'll just see how he does. And then Caliendo did a nice job of coming in. Moore filled in again and did a nice job there. So all in all, it was a good job there.
By the end of the game, you had even more backups in. Those are valuable reps for them in gameplay, right?
Yeah, they are. We got everybody in the game, so yeah. Without pouring it on here, some of these questions, and we have to play the Raiders again. So, but yeah, it was great to do.
Difficult thing to try to finish a game that way because you don't want to pour it on and just try to navigate reading through that. It's pretty rare in this league that you have games like that.
Yeah, I mean, very seldom do you get in a fourth quarter and not throw the ball. I mean, yeah, that doesn't happen very often. So, but it was good. I mean, it's a great thing to have, yeah. Compliment to our guys. I mean, that's for the job they did.
That's Andy Reid's post-game press conference from GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. He did not misspeak there at the end. Now, you saw a lot of Gardner Minshew on your screen, or heard a lot of Gardner Minshew on your radio, and he did not throw a pass. He entered just before the end of the third quarter and did not throw the ball. His only stat lines are coming in his three kneel downs there for -3 yards. And as backup quarterback days go, I don't think that's any bad stat line at all for a little Minshew mania cleanup duty in a fourth quarter blowout win like that. Unfortunately, Gardner Minshew is not our MVP of the game. You'll hear who is in just a moment, as today's MVP of the game is presented by John Deere. Whether on the sidelines or on your property, our Gator utility vehicles are ready for game day action. Visit johndeere.com to learn more.
They load the right side up again. They single the near side. Todd Rice, touchdown, Kansas City. Rashee Rice, his second touchdown. And is he back, baby? The Chiefs go on a 16-play, 94-yard drive. Three drives, three long touchdown drives.
Patrick Mahomes could be the MVP every week, but today we're going to give it to Rashee Rice and his return to regular season action. We'll take a timeout, come back with more post-game breakdowns for you here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
The Chiefs Kingdom Show with Mitch Holtis airs Monday nights at 6 on 96.5 The Fan.
In the pocket on third and long. Rush! Sacked! Gets sacked by Chris Jones! Stone cold! Chris Jones, big sack, Big Mac, big win, 28-0 Kansas City.
A big sack there from the CEO of Sack Nation. You can get a big sack full of delicious goodness from McDonald's, because when the Kansas City Chiefs get a sack, you score the next day with buy one, get one free Big Macs at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Let's hear from Chris Jones. Just a little bit ago, he took the podium at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium to talk about the Chiefs' defensive effort in a shutout win over the Las Vegas Raiders.
I think it gives us momentum heading into next week. Big game. I guess the Commanders, a lot of positive in this game, and we could take it moving forward.
Chris, one side of the ball sort of affected the other today. Did you feel like you had both sides kind of percolating?
Yeah, when the offense scored a lot of points, it puts us in position to do what we do best, and that's rush the passer. And when we have success at rushing the passer, I think as a defense, it helps us out overall.
Chris, you're holding the 30 total plays. And just overall, as a collective unit, even the guys that came in the third and fourth quarter, how encouraging was it to see that you helped them to such limited plays and you're doing your jobs in first and second down?
I think that's a testament to preparation throughout the week, the way we've been practicing Coach Reed, and the preparation, how we've been honing in on preparation, so that we executed well as a whole, as a team, and it was able to show this game.
Chris, did you guys talk to Spags or celebrate Spags with the shutout? This is his first year.
Yeah, I tell him everybody should have pasta. You know, his wife makes pasta, so I think, granted, this is his first shutout. His wife should make pasta for everybody. I think this is the way it went all around.
It's been a couple weeks here where your pressures have led to sacks. How do you feel to finally get on the sheet?
Well, I've been telling the guys all day, like, Christmas gifts have been given out early. You know, Charles last week, the week before that, Charles again, George the week before that. So it's finally good to touch the quarterback and get him down.
Chris, you guys really only had 30 plays. How do you feel? Do you feel fresh? Is this the fewest number of plays you've probably played in?
I feel really, really good right now. Let me knock on wood. You know, after the game, you know, the energy is still high. But I feel really, really good. We got to get got a few guys that's battling injuries. Got to get them healthy with a long week around. So, you know, focus on that. But I feel personally really, really good. I played 23 plays.
Were you surprised that I guess they ran Ginty on the very first play and not again for a while? But did you think they would try to run him a little bit more?
Well, the looks we was given, we was loading the box to force them to, if they're going to run the ball, we were just going to load the box. So kind of forced them to pass the ball, and, you know, we was able to capitalize on that. Thank you, guys.
There's Chris Jones after the game right here on the Chiefs Radio Network. If you want to get out there and see Chris Jones do his thing, good news. Tickets for Less has the lowest prices on Chiefs tickets and parking passes for every home game. Save big with promo code Chiefs Radio on your next order. Every seat holds a story. Find yours at ticketsforless.com. Kind of a fascinating line of questioning there that you heard towards the end. This was not a heavy workload day for the Chiefs defense, and that makes sense. I mean, they were getting the Raiders off the field very, very quickly, but you pair that with the fact that a lot of the starters didn't have to play at all in the fourth quarter. I don't believe Jones took a snap in the fourth. I have to double check my work on that, but a very light work day. Now one extra day of rest before Monday night against the Washington Commanders. That's a pretty good sign for what could be, certainly you'd think, a steeper test for the defense next week, as the Raiders offense has been struggling, but that's what great teams do. Keep bad teams down, and the Raiders were kept down today. Today's postgame report, by the way, is powered by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Hey, let's go back out to the stadium as Dayton Hughes caught up with Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Here with head coach Andy Reid. Coach, first, congratulations on another win, another AFC West win against the hated Raiders. How about that?
Yeah, no, it was that was a good one to get. You know, I feel for Pete. He got a couple guys hurt there, and they were struggling a little bit. But they got a good football team, and he's a great coach, and so they'll get themselves back.
I want to start with the offensive side of the ball. Rashee Rice is back, 7 touches. He gets 2 touchdowns. How big is it for you guys, continuity-wise, from just a complete arsenal-wise, to have him back on the field?
Yeah, it's great. Pat has a lot of plays with him, so that, you know, he's got some time with him there, and that becomes important for Pat's confidence, and you know, he knows where Rashee's going to be in those tight windows, and he trusts him. So that's a great thing, and he brings energy to the rest of the guys. So that's it was good to get him in the end zone a couple times and kind of warm him up here. It's his first game in about a year and a half, so it's you know, he's been gone, so it was good to take care of business there.
Coach, I want to list something off about your defense because they were exemplary today. 30 total plays, less than 100 yards total offense. The Raiders went almost 37 and a half minutes between first downs today. 0 for 7 on third down, 0 for 1 on fourth down. Their deepest penetration into your territory was at the 46-yard line. How about the defense?
It was an incredible day for them. Spags had a great plan. You know, his coaches did a nice job. The players just executed like crazy. And, I mean, this is the NFL, mm-hmm. and so you know that this just doesn't happen, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't happen like that. But the guys, you know, they put it down and they were playing fast, so I'm happy for that.
Well, congratulations on the win, Coach.
I appreciate you.
Hey, I'll take one of those every time you can get it. A great effort on offense, defense, and special teams. And it takes an effort like that to get a 30-plus point win, a shutout win. Of course, the Chiefs do both 31-0 today. Chiefs fans, you can relive the team's historic journey to Super Bowl 59 during the 2024 season as told through unprecedented access to players, coaches, and staff, as well as learning about the organization's humble beginnings under Chiefs founder Lamar Hunt. Stream The Kingdom now on ESPN and Disney Plus. I'm glad we're giving some love to the defense for their effort today because really the offense dominated out of the gate. That was exciting. That brought back Rashee Rice, but the defense really had their fingerprints all over this victory. Barely let the Raiders stay on the field, and they did it with plays like this one.
Geno Smith in the shotgun. Got Mostert as a third down back, shading to the short side of the field. Smith looks to the right side, and the pass will be incomplete. A corner route to the far side of the field, and that pass was well short, intended for Dante Thornton Jr., and the Chiefs take over on downs at the Raider 42-yard line.
That felt like a door slam. The Chiefs defense slammed the door all day on Las Vegas, and that's the Big Beef defensive play of the game presented by MoBeef.org. 1 3-ounce serving of beef contains 10 essential nutrients and half your body's daily value of protein. Beef, it's what's for dinner. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll recap what you may have missed right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Welcome to your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Now back to the post-game report.
NFL football. It's a fast game, fought hard 60 minutes, one play at a time. Relive it yard by yard now on Chiefs Replay. From the GEHA Sports Desk, here is Joshua Briscoe.
This is hugely fun. It's always fun after a win. I think it's going to be really fun after a win like that one. The Chiefs won the toss and deferred, so the Raiders started with the ball and brought the opening kick back near the 40. Who knew? That would be nearly the furthest they moved the ball all day. I digress. Vegas crossed midfield in a handful of plays and had a first down on 3rd and 7, but Chris Jones blew up the play and drew a hold that brought the Raiders back to set up 3rd and 17, which the Chiefs defense wrangled to force a punt that pinned the Chiefs inside about the 10. Kansas City moved the chains on their first set of downs. Then on 1st and 20, the 36-year-old got it wide open.
Orbit motion by Xavier Worthy. Snap to Mahomes against a four-man rush. Mahomes with time steps up, slings it late. He's got Kelce. 35-40, 45-50. Kelce on the move and into Raider territory. A gain of 44 yards. Who benefits from all active finally? Travis Kelce, because you can't shade him and double him anymore.
The other tight end, Noah Gray, got the call 2 plays later for a 28-yard gain to get well into the red zone. Rashee Rice got a target on 2nd and goal, and a hold on Vegas on 3rd and goal gave the Chiefs a fresh set of downs. On 1st and goal from the 1, everybody's got to eat.
The Chiefs come on a flip pass to Rice. Near side, touchdown, Kansas City! As Rashee Rice gets the flip pass and gives it a dropkick punt into the stands.
That capped off a 9-play, 92-yard touchdown drive with a pop pass touchdown from Mahomes to Rice. The Raiders' second offensive drive looked like it was going to be a short one, but an illegal contact penalty on Trent McDuffie on 3rd and 12 gave the Raiders another set of downs. Now, of course, they didn't do much with that extra chance, though, and on 4th and 2 from the Raiders' 46-yard line, Vegas chose to punt, setting the Chiefs up at the 16. Mahomes started the drive with 2 targets to Xavier Worthy, setting up 3rd and 2 when Rice moved the chains with a 7-yard gain. On 2nd and 11, Mahomes went to Rice again for 10 and handed it to Hunt for about a half yard on 3rd and 1. Trey Smith left the field at the quarter break, leaving Mike Caliendo to step in on 4th and 1.
And now the Chiefs are trying to draw the Raiders off. They're going to hand it off and go up the middle, and it's to Kareem Hunt. He's got a first down. Awesome, because Mahomes was decoying the Raiders, trying to think, hey, we didn't draw him off. You could hear him say, it's not working, it's not working. And then he hands it off for a first down.
All those acting lessons coming in handy, all those commercials. Mahomes is bringing it to the football field. Then Patrick took a deep shot to Tyquan Thornton with a lot of contact downfield. Breshard Smith caught a ball and took it nearly to the sticks, letting Hunt follow Caliendo for the third down conversion. From there, the Chiefs rolled into the red zone, and they almost had some prime trickeration.
Gardner Minshew is in the game along with Mahomes. He lines up in the backfield. The Chiefs in a single wing look here. They snap it to Minshew. They flip it to Rice, and a flag on the play. Minshew is in there with Mahomes and Kelce in the backfield in a single wing formation.
Maybe we'll see that again later. Maybe we won't. Caliendo's false start moved the Chiefs back. Oh, that's too bad. No, it's not. Didn't hold them off for very long.
Reed Humphrey snaps it to Mahomes at his hip. Now Mahomes goes over the middle. Caught! Touchdown! Kansas City! Weapons everywhere! Hollywood Brown loves gargling the sweet nectar of the end zone. Two drives, two touchdowns for the Chiefs.
Thought about trying to do a gargling noise here for you, but I think that would be bad radio. That time, it was a 17-play, 84-yard drive for 7 points, gargling the sweet nectar at the end. Then, with good coverage and pressure on third down, George Karloftis chased Smith down before he could scramble for the first, leading to a three-and-out punt for Vegas. The Chiefs started at the 6-yard line this time. You'd think eventually they'd stop, right? Wrong. A strong 11-yard run from Pacheco, a 10-yard scramble from Mahomes got the Chiefs outside of the shadow of their own end zone. Then chunk plays just kept coming. Rashard Smith took a screen for 17 and nearly broke that thing for a score. Then on 3rd and 4 at the 50, Mahomes scrambled and did it himself. Another 12-yard gain to Rice moved the sticks on 2nd and 10 before the 2-minute warning. The Chiefs moved backward on the next play as Pacheco could not hold off Jamal Adams, leading to the sack of Mahomes. Still not enough to stall this offense. On 2nd and 14, the Raiders nearly, and should have, had a pick. Could they keep the chains moving on 3rd and 14?
Mahomes barking out a audible call. Three receivers to the right, goes middle, and the pass is going to be caught. It's caught by Juju Smith-Schuster on a first down at the 17-yard line of the Raiders. A 19-yard pickup on 3rd down and 14. That pass off the hands, it looked like, of a Raider defender, and alertly caught by Juju Smith-Schuster.
An incredible play by Juju. Mahomes went back to him on 2nd and 9 and got to the 4 with 29 seconds left. This was all kind of a mess. They lost 2 yards on a pop pass to Breshard Smith, burned their last timeout with 23 seconds. 2nd and goal, Mahomes' pass was batted up dangerously, looking for Rice there. Then Mahomes couldn't hit Tyquan Thornton in 3rd and goal, but a Raiders penalty gave him another crack from the 3.
They load the right side up again. They single the near side. Todd Rice! Touchdown! Kansas City! Rashee Rice, his 2nd touchdown, and is he back, baby? The Chiefs go on a 16-play, 94-yard drive, 3 drives, 3 long touchdown drives.
They left also no time left in that half for the Raiders. They had to kick it back, but that was about it. Getting into the half, up 21-0. In the 2nd half, the Chiefs started with the ball, and they were in danger of their first punt of the day on 3rd and 13, but a Breshard Smith screen picked up just enough. Later on 3rd and 1, Mahomes hit Hollywood Brown for the first, but he lost the ball and Worthy picked it up. The offense there just kept chugging. But could they possibly have a 4th consecutive touchdown drive?
Both play the drive. Quick snap. Pacheco left side. Bashes over chin and into the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City! Isaiah Pacheco on a 7-yard run. 4 drives. 4 touchdowns. Pacheco gets this one.
Not only was that a touchdown drive number 4 there, it was against 12 Raiders. They were flagged for 12 men on the field, and that still wasn't enough for Vegas. The Raiders needed, well, something, and then after 2 plays, they got this on 3rd down.
In the pocket on 3rd and long. Rush! Sacked! Gets sacked by Chris Jones! Stone cold! Chris Jones, big sack, big Mac, big win, 28-0 Kansas City.
Back on offense, after being shut out last week, Tyquan Thornton was due to remind us of his role in this offense.
Quarter, Mahomes takes a low snap on the shotgun snap. Now he's going to throw it late. Throws it left, man wide open at the Raider 40, backing up, making the catch, Tyquan Thornton. Another guy touches the ball. A 9th receiver or runner touches the ball, this time for 39 yards and a 1st down at the Raider 36.
Worthy added 13 yards on the ground with Wanye Morrison as the 6th lineman. He came in later to play some right tackle. But on 3rd and 7, Mahomes could not find a receiver. And yes, the Chiefs settled for their first non-touchdown of the day. Harrison Butker's field goal was good, making it what the final score would be, 31-0 Chiefs. Unfortunately, on the first play of the defensive drive, rookie defensive lineman Omar Norman Lott went down with a knee injury and had to be helped off the field. More on him in a little bit. After 3 plays, the Raiders were facing 4th and 3, down by 31, so they went for it deep in their own territory.
Geno Smith in the shotgun. Got Mostert as a 3rd down back, shading to the short side of the field. Smith looks to the right side, and the pass will be incomplete. A corner route to the far side of the field, and that pass was well short, intended for Dante Thornton Jr., and the Chiefs take over on downs at the Raider 42-yard line.
not deep in their own territory, around midfield. I overstated it. It felt like the Raiders had a 200-yard field to play on today because they were not moving the ball. And from that point on, it was Minshew mania time. Hunter Norzad came in at center. Wanya Morris came in at right tackle. But the offense went three and out and gave Matt Araiza his first punt of the day. Backups followed on defense, getting Cooper McDonald and Jeffrey Bossa in at linebacker with some other rotations. Saw Joshua Williams, more from Noel Williams, and the Raiders still netted just 4 yards before a 4th-and-20 punt from the end zone, trailing 31-0. On 3rd-and-4, the rookie running back put on a nice move for four, while four backup O-linemen moved bodies in front of him.
And off goes Breshard Smith, and he moves back to his left and has a first down. A right side run initially, and then he cut it back. And the Chiefs have their 30th first down of the game.
I'll be honest, I'm treating the fourth quarter like a preseason game. It's just nice to see some more action, some more handoffs, some more running back work for Breshard Smith. But the offense didn't really move again after that, leaving Araiza to boot it away again. Speaking of things you'd usually see in a preseason game.
Kenny Pickett, who had his time as a Steeler quarterback, is in his first snap here at his own 14 and fumbles the ball. The Chiefs have it. They've got it at the 12-yard line. The first snap of Kenny Pickett goes into the waiting arms of Jerry Tillery.
Almost a sad ending for a sad game for those Raiders, but you, dear listeners in Chiefs Kingdom, need not feel any guilt. The Chiefs couldn't turn that into points. The backups ran the ball with Breshard Smith 4 times. They ate more than 2 minutes of game time. 3 plays later, the Raiders punted it back, and the Chiefs started kneeling it out to get to the 2-minute warning. It was all procedural from there, and the Chiefs get the win 31-0.
Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus with CDOT every Monday at 4, 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back into the Chiefs Radio Network postgame show. Today's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. I have the feeling that throughout the rest of this week, the offense, understandably and maybe rightfully, is going to get most of the shine from this victory. But a 31-0 win doesn't happen without the defense pitching a shutout. Let's hear from one of the important members of this Chiefs pass rush as Dana Hughes caught up with Charles Amenihu.
Here with Charles Amenihu. Charles, first, congratulations on the big win.
Thank you, bro. We played well. Offense and defense, special teams complement each other, so it was a really good win. Division win at that, too.
So I'm looking at, let me read this off, because I heard some of the offensive guys say that you guys may only deserve half of your paycheck this game because you only played 30 plays. You gave up less than 100 yards total. This one is the eye-popping one. They went over 37 and a half minutes without a first down. Only 3 first downs on the entire afternoon. 0 for 7 on third down, 0 for 1 on fourth down. Their deepest penetration into your territory was the 46-yard line. So, like when those guys say over there about half a paycheck, what do you got to say about that?
I think we should double our paycheck for that kind of performance. I think you should get a little more money for that.
And you mentioned winning a game against an AFC West opponent, a rival, in a game you're supposed to win, and having it just seemed like a different infusion of energy in all three phases of the game. I mean, this is a 3-game homestand. Yeah. You're 2-0 so far. I mean, how huge does that make it?
It's big. It's big. We just got to take advantage of these games that we got at home and just take advantage of these, period. But we are on all cylinders, man. We got Rasheed back. I'm so happy for him. Got in the end zone twice. So, I mean, we just clicking, you know what I'm saying, clicking at the right time.
Congratulations, bro.
Thank you.
There's Charles Amenihu with Dana Hughes in the locker room after the game. But nice to see Amenihu kind of hitting his stride a little bit these last few weeks. I think he had a slightly slower start to the season. I really like him. I think he's got a hugely important role in this defense, obviously. And seeing him just get better and better as the season goes on is really good for everybody involved. Here's a player who maybe we heard from in the preseason. I can't say for sure, but I'm sure that we have not heard from him yet in the regular season. Shout out to Cooper McDonald. He is a special teams frequent flyer, and he got in the game late defensively to try to wrap things up, and successfully did wrap things up against the Raiders. Let's go ahead and hear Josh Klingler with Cooper McDonald.
Well, we've seen you kind of become a special teams demon. What's that mindset like to get down there and crack people, I guess?
Well, I just think about it. It's my job. It's what I got to do for this team, you know. So I'll do whatever to get down there and make a tackle for the team and set our defense up right. So, but first and foremost, God be the glory. So without him, wouldn't even be in this position. So super thankful and grateful for this opportunity.
It feels like that position that you're in is as much effort and enthusiasm and energy. Obviously, you got to know the tactics, right? You got to be smart about everything. But also, how much energy is a part of doing that?
I feel like special teams is big energy. It kind of sets the tone for the game because the first play of the game, special teams, kickoff return or kickoff. So personally, I like starting on kickoff, setting the tone. So getting our defense good field position. So
All right. Defensively, got a few snaps there at the end.
Yeah.
Those don't often come. Mm-hmm. How big is that to be in that kind of situation?
It is. It's huge. To get all these young guys experience, it was just fun seeing me, Jeff, and Jack in there. Guys who are on special teams and getting the opportunity to play just because our ones just played really well and we're able to get that opportunity because of them. So, yeah, I think it's only beneficial for us. So, yeah.
I don't know if you're able to pay attention while you're doing it, but do you look at the sidelines and see all the guys watching?
I do
like
not.
The entire first unit's watching you guys get your time. I feel like that's a cool sign of support.
Oh, 100%, yeah. I mean, this whole team's supportive. The culture's great. Really no other organization I'd rather be a part of than this one. So super, super big blessing.
You guys work so hard during the week. You don't maybe see these type of blowouts coming to you.
Oh, yeah. Man, it's just props to all the preparation we put in, all the hard work we put in each and every week. So, I mean, hard work pays off. So this is the result. So we're happy with it.
All right. Congrats on the win.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's Cooper McDonald. Joshua, back to you.
Appreciate it, Josh. Good to hear from McDonald there, and good for all those guys who were rotating in at the end of the game. You try to keep everybody healthy as possible and get some younger guys some live game reps. I mean, even after Kenny Pickett came in for the Raiders, these are still game day, regular season opportunities for these players who prepare all week to be ready if they are called upon in that situation. And go ahead and tip your hat to everybody who got in the game and asserted themselves well. Nobody had a breakdown. Wasn't like the end of that Ravens game where you give up a long run at the end and you lose your margin of victory. Everybody handled business against the Raiders today, and that is worth celebrating. We'll take a timeout when we come back, give you some of my final thoughts, plus what we know on the injury front, Omar Norman Lott and everyone else. We'll tell you about that next here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
You're listening to the exclusive home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Lots of good news, lots of good vibes around here after the Chiefs' dominant 31-0 victory over the Raiders. Excuse me. No longer flying under the radar. The Raiders, not very good football team right now. Not flying anywhere. Thank you, Nick Springer. The one thing that is a bit of a downer on the news today is one piece of genuinely concerning injury news, and then most of it seems, even then, like relatively good news. So let's give you the Chiefs injury report right now, brought to you by St. Luke's. For game day minor mishaps, get same day care with St. Luke's convenient clinics or video visits so you won't miss a single play. Learn more at stlukeskc.org/same day care. The one that is very much worth a cause for concern, I believe, right now is rookie defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott, who was helped off the field and then to the locker room with a knee injury. Andy Reid said after the game in his post-game press conference there that he's going to be getting an MRI. Never words you want to hear about a knee issue, ligaments, whatever might be going on in there. We have no further information than that. Just an MRI on a knee is always scary, and Norman Lott's already been battling through some injuries of his own dating back to training camp here in his rookie season. So I really just want to see him get healthy and get into the mix. And unfortunately, he looks like he took a step back there injury-wise today. We'll find out the seriousness of it sometime this week. The good news is that in Andy Reid's injury report, that was all he gave initially. A follow-up question from a reporter circled back on Trey Smith with his back issue. He was ruled questionable in the second quarter, then ruled out. But again, Andy Reid did not mention Trey Smith in his initial injury update. That might have just been, you know, a slip of the mind after a very busy game. But also could be a little bit of positive news that it wasn't top of the line. The specific quote from Andy Reid was that his back did lock up on him. And I believe he used the words hopefully nothing major there from Trey Smith's back. So relatively positive news there. And then also Juwan Taylor left and was ruled questionable at the third quarter break. That's when Wanye Morris came in. Again, Juwan Taylor with the shoulder designation. He's kind of always got some sort of management on the knee. But ultimately, it seemed like the vibes were pretty good with him. Like he perhaps could have returned to the game if it would have still been in question. Again, largely good news from Trey Smith. A little bit of concern there for Omar Norman Lott. Kingsley Suamataia got checked out just before the half, but he returned in the second half and finished the game. Similar situation for Kareem Hunt, who left, got a retape, came back in. The Raiders lost Adam Butler and defensive end Max Crosby. Both of them were either ruled out or doubtful at halftime. Neither one of them returned in the second half. I got a pretty quick final thought for you here today as we look around as the rest of the AFC West gets into action. Right now, at home, the Los Angeles Chargers are trailing by 10 points to the Indianapolis Colts, 13-3. And the Denver Broncos right now, at home in Denver, trailing to the New York Giants 7-0. Here's the lesson today as the Chiefs are at what feels like a majestic 4-3 record. Things were pretty bleak early on, and even the AFC West was starting to stack up really, really well, especially for the Chargers. The Broncos had their chances in terms of solidifying their spot in the division. But ultimately, here are the Chiefs, where if the Chargers and Broncos lose today, there's a lot of football left, but if they both lost today, all three of these teams would be knotted up at 4-3. Now, the Chargers have the tiebreaker advantages because of their wins over the divisional teams, but again, you talk about a lot of football left, there's a lot of season left, and what we saw today, once again, was, I think, the best version of the Chiefs we've seen so far this season. By the way, the Giants did score a touchdown just a moment ago, waiting for the PAT to make it a 14-0 lead. Just rooting for Jackson Dart and Daniel Jones like I anticipated doing here in mid-October. The Chiefs are on a very, very, very good track right now. The offensive line is certainly a little bit banged up, but the offensive weapons are fully healthy. They are at top speed. Rashee Rice is back in the mix and fit in gorgeously with what the Chiefs wanted to do offensively today. This was a glimpse of, I think, the ideal version of this Chiefs offense, not just this year, but these last 2 years. We never saw Worthy and Hollywood and Rice take the field in a meaningful game together until today. Now that we did see it, I hope you are dreaming about it when you close your eyes tonight. We will not get to talk about the Chiefs for a little more than a week because we're going to be waiting on Monday Night Football and the Washington Commanders, who right now trail by 2-10-8. The Dallas Cowboys leading the Commanders at home. But man, it'll be a good time for a long week because this one will, I think, be a pretty easy wave to ride for the next several days. That'll do it for us back here in the studio. After the break, we go back to the stadium for final thoughts from the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
This broadcast is copyrighted by the Kansas City Chiefs Football Club and Odyssey Kansas City. All rights to this broadcast are reserved, and any rebroadcast, recording, transmission, posting, dissemination, or other use of this broadcast without the expressed written consent of the Kansas City Chiefs Football Club and Odyssey is prohibited.
The Chiefs whitewash, power wash the Raiders 31-0, scoring on their first five possessions with four touchdowns and a field goal. Add to that that 13 different human beings touched the ball on offense, if you count the two quarterbacks. But in receiving, there were nine different guys that caught passes in this game. And Thornton's one was 39, and Gray's one was 28. Crazy how many weapons now the Chiefs have, and they showed it today. And the defense was smothering. The Raiders went 37 minutes and 5 seconds without a first down. They had three for the game, and the Chiefs dominate the rivals 31-0. Special thanks to executive producer Eric Townsend, field engineer Nate Wetmore, Steve Cook, assistant field engineer, along with Travis Schlinger and Adam Smith, Derek Nestor, our studio director, Bobby Gilliland, master control, Nick Springer, segment producer, Alex Grimes handles instant replay, A.J. Engel, outstanding as a production assistant all week long, Bill Ratner, Roberta Solomon, our studio announcers. Bernie Haney's gone to another level. Okay, he's done this for over a quarter century, but in his stat work, he's gone to another level. Our spotter the same way. The old All-State quarterback, best dad, son, husband, coach, teacher that I know, Brian Holthus, on a spotting job today. Cameron Cook, our parabolic operators. Matt Sutter, also helping with the parabolics. They pick up, you hear some things from Pat, some things you may not want to hear from Pat. As it was today. Ken Wolf, studio engineer. Shotgun Jackson, studio custodian. Derek O'Dell, general sales manager for sports. Lynn Greenemeyer, sales department assistant. Dan Fatino, traffic director. Joanne Blackwell, affiliate relations. Steven Spector, the brand manager. J.R. Ammons, operations manager at the top of the list. So good as a leader. Roxanne Marotti, the market manager for Odyssey in this market and even a couple of others. Anyway, the entire staff of Odyssey just busts it every week on the largest network in the National Football League to bring you these games. And for the first time since the beginning of the season, I can say the Chiefs are over 500. They are now 4-3, but they did it with a statement victory, 31-0 over the Raiders in this game. And pitching a shutout, holding the Raiders to 30 plays and 96 yards and 0-for-7 on third down conversions. And for the offense, Mahomes was outstanding in this game. Three touchdown passes, a flip pass to Rashee Rice. Then he got Brown on an 8-yarder, came back with another touchdown to Rice, and the Chiefs rout the Raiders 31-0. Tomorrow night on the Kingdom Show, busy Monday now, it starts with the Kingdom Show, and that will be at the Nolan Road location of Hy-Vee. That's the closest Hy-Vee to the stadium. And Chamari Connor will be my guest. He has been a busy young man. I'll explain on that tomorrow night with Chamari Connor. And we'll also hear an exclusive chat with Coach Reed. So that's all tomorrow night. And then we also have the gala for Patrick Mahomes, 15 and Mahomes Foundation. So a lot going on tomorrow night in the Kingdom, celebrating this victory over the Raiders. And we'll get ready for a Monday night football game a week from tomorrow night against the Washington Commanders. For Dana Hughes, Josh Klingler, and Joshua Briscoe, I'm Mitch Holtis. And thanks for listening. On a night, hey, power washing the Raiders and shutting them out is always a good thing. Thanks for listening on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Tonight's Flight by Yingling postgame show was presented by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Brought to you by GEHA, proud health plan partner of federal employees and the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is 96.5 The Fan, your new home for Chiefs football. It's the only place in Kansas City where you'll hear from Andy Reid on Monday, Patrick Mahomes on Tuesday, and Players Only with Dana Hughes, Thursdays starting at 6, right here on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.